This is Stories Worth Sharing from the Church of England.
The Reverend Neil Walsh is priest in charge of St Margaret with St Columba in Leytonstowe, East London. He talks about the church's weekly pop-up shop, set up with support from the Basic Life charity, where more than 150 people struggling to afford food bills buy up to two bags of surplus supermarket food at £1 a bag. What made you start up a pop-up shop and how does it work?
Well, a few weeks ago, the gospel reading was Jesus said, when you have a banquet, do not invite your brother, your sister, your friend, but invite the blind and the poor. And we thought that in our regeneration plans for the parish, we're only thinking about people like-minded. And we needed to think about something that's new and inclusive and calling all those on the margins.
And how did a pop-up shop fit that?
The pop-up shop fits because it is people that is in need, that hasn't got access to a food bank or anything. Many of these people are in employment, but yet they are struggling.
And so how does it work?
It works whereby we are grateful for Morrison's and Sharon at Morrison's Chingford, for the community advisor there, that gives us whatever would have gone to land waste. And people pay £1, and they come and they buy whatever they want, and they fill a carrier bag up, and that's how it works.
How did you get the arrangement with Morrison's set up in the first place?
Well, we saw another church in Ipswich doing it, and we liked the idea, and we contacted them, and they put us in touch with our local Morrisons in our community, and they were over the moon to support us, and they also are thrilled by the effect that it has on the community that we serve.
And how many weeks have you been running the pop-up shop?
We have been running for about 7 weeks now. And we have had over 150 people through our doors.
Wow.
And of course, the 150 people doesn't actually mean we only help the 150 people, because if a mother comes to get what she needs, she feeds a family. The response has been amazing because we've had people telling us that this is just what brings them through the edge of a week. When they had difficulty feeding the family, now they are able to feed their family for the whole week.
You said that it's for people who don't have access to a food bank.
Yeah.
Is that because there isn't one in your area?
No, there is a food bank and a good one in our area, but the majority of people who are in need don't have access to a food bank. So they are the ones who's on minimum wage, they are the ones who are on limited income, and therefore they are not able to use the food bank. And many of these people, some of them are in work or are on benefits.
What sort of conversations are you having with people when they come into the shop?
Well, that has been the amazing part of it all, and that's what has given us a whole buzz off to continue. People not only asking about, why are you doing this? People are asking, do the church really cares? People are asking, how can I have my children christened? Why is a small Church of England parish in London willing to look outward and care about their community? And that's the buzz of it all for us, and that's why we want to continue.
So because people are having contact with the church, they're then showing more of an interest in what other things the church does as well then?
Believe, and that's the amazing side, they can't believe that the church has taken an interest and caring for them. And that's what church is about for us. Being a real Christian presence in this community that God has called us to serve.
And so do parishioners volunteer in the pop-up shop?
Yes, we started off with five. And our parishioners, our volunteers from the parishioners side, has grown to 11. And one of the most wonderful comments was when one of my parishioners said to me, Father, we are alive. Because they can see what we are doing, they can see the people we are reaching, and they can see the effects it will have in the community we're serving.
The money that you raise from the shop, yeah. What happens with that?
At present, the money that we raise, we use to supplement and by buying things like toiletries, sanitary towels, razors for men, which normally wouldn't you get through food through food waste, so that we not only looking after feeding people, but we're looking after the whole person. So we buy toothpaste, soap, shower gel, so that people are able to have a full life.
So do you have any plans to develop the pop-up shop?
Yes, we moved one step further already, that in the winter now, it's cold, so we serve people a warm cup of soup when they come instead of a free cup of tea or coffee. And that's brilliant.
Mm.
We are talking to various other distributors of being able to get more stuff in.
Mm-hmm.
But we're also breaking the barrier down. If you come to the pop-up shop, you're not stigmatized that you've used a food bank. You've
yep.
come and you've shopped. You've paid for what you got. People who come to our shop is not all Christian, but they are from every race, color, and creed. And that is the joy for us. That's the buzz why we will continue this project.
That was a story worth sharing from the Church of England. Thanks for listening.